they're still doing the finesse center thing at a different time this year.
I'll have to finesse that. I'll finesse that somehow.
Is this the usual thumb or is that it's an addendum to that thumb?
No, usual. Hey. Baruch Hashem, good to have you. We're back. Good to be back in Shir. Nothing like Shir. Okay. Ready? Ready, Yoni? Okay, so in Hilchas Taruvos, one of the most central concepts that underlies Hilchas Taruvos is the concept called Tam Ke'ikar, which means that if something has the taste of treif, then it is treif, right? That's sort of everything else, just details, not everything else, but much of Hilchas Taruvos, just details about that concept of Tam Ke'ikar. There's a famous machlokes rishonim which affects halacha lemaisa, as we will see, about whether tam ke'ikar is d'oraisa or tam ke'ikar is drabana. Tam ke'ikar is a tremendous sugya. You really need like a month to learn it, but we'll try to just do Russian prakim to see a little bit of the halacha lemaisa, to see a little bit of the lumdus. There's a few sugyas of Tam Ke'ikar in Shas. Tam Ke'ikar is mentioned a few times in Shas. And the problem is each sugya of Tam Ke'ikar sounds a little different in Shas. I don't know if anyone here learned Daf Yomi. So if you learned Daf Yomi, we just had the main sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, right? You remember? Wasn't that long ago, like 2 days or so? Right, yesterday, whatever it was. So, in Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet to Mem Hei is the main sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, and they darsh in various pesukim which sound like if something has a tam of treif in it, even though it's a kosher food, but it gets a taste of treif into it, then it is treif. Again, this is nothing to do with basar v'cholav and basar. I mean, we'll see what I'm buying right now. Basar v'cholav, you combine two kosher things, they become treif. That is a unique, perhaps even chiddush. Or at least, you know, something akin to a chiddush. Here we're talking about, you know, treif and kosher. The kosher gets the taste of treif, it becomes treif. Where's that learned from? So, in the Gemara in main sugya in Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet to Mem Hei, there are three possible makoros for Tam Ke'ikar. One of them is what's called Giulei Nachrin. Giulei Nachrin means you have to kasher the blios in treif kelim, right? Remember, it says if the war with Midian, they had to kasher the kelim, so the kelim had a taste of treif. That obviously shows the taste of treif will treif up your food. Otherwise, why do you have to kasher the goyish kelim? The second possibility is what's called mishras. It says by a nozer called mishras anavim lo yochal. Anything soaked in grapes you can't eat. Okay, exactly what it means, you know, there's some debate here, but clearly it's talking about something that's not a grape, that's mixed with something that is a grape, and it becomes treif because it has a taste of the grape. And the third possibility is the pasuk that says by chatas, kol asher yigad b'vsara yikdosh. Anything that touches the meat of the chat, carbon chatas, becomes kodesh. Okay, what do we interpret that to mean? Al pitor shabal peh. We say that it means that any food that touches the chatas and absorbs the taste of the chatas, let's say you're barbecuing them and the fat of the chatas drips into some other food, becomes like the chatas itself, you know, with all the chumras of whatever that original status was, that status transfers because of Tam Ke'ikar. So there are three of something here. And there's a machlosin, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim as to how to darshan these three psukim. If here we have the Ule Nachrim, and here we have Mishras, and here we have Chatas. There's Machlops, you can be Akiva, and the Chum had a Darshanim. Let's see if I remember about that yesterday's Daf Yomi. How they each darshanim. The Chachamim say that we learn Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras. All right, I want to make sure I got that right. Did I get that right, Sasha? The Chachamim say that we learn Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras. So here is the Chachamim. Here is Rabbi Akiva. Say the Chachamim from Mishras, we learn Tam Ke'ikar. And the Gemara is very explicit that from Mishras, you can learn to call Tar Kula, because Nazar is more makel than all the others serve in the Torah in many ways, right? You could do Atar Sedarim, and it's only temporary, and Bechula. So, Tam Ke'ikar, Bechol HaTorah Kula. Bechol HaTorah Kula. What do they learn from Giulein? What do the Chachamim learn from Giulein Nachrim? From Giulein Nachrim, they learn nothing. Why not, Sasha? Because it's a chiddush, exactly. This is a chiddush, so they don't learn anything from it. That will be important much later in the year. Whether or not Giulein Nachrim is a chiddush is going to be important when we talk about Kasher and Kela. That's not our topic now. And what do we learn from Chatas, Sasha? Putting you on the spot here. They learn. But what's the phrase? Isaac, help out. Heter mitzarfla isser. Heter mitzarfla isser means the heter counts together with the isser towards a tzayis. Right? That's a step further than Tam Ke'ikar. They learn heter mitzarif. Le'isser, but not in Kultur Kula, because Chatos is not Kultur Kula, Chatos is Kutchim. So in Kutchim, Heter and Sarf Le'isser, if you have a Kutchim sandwich of like a pigle sandwich or something, if you eat a Kazayas, including the bread, you have Malkus. And Tam Ke'ikar and Tol Kultur Kula from Mishras. What is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva learns Tam Ke'ikar, Bechola Torah Kula from Giulein Nachrim, right? He doesn't even need to make us a big enough to call it Torah Kula. Giulein Nachrim is about call it Torah Kula. Any type of treif might have been cooked in this pot, so you have to kosher it. So that shows that the time of any kind of treif is a problem. What does he learn from Mishras? From Mishras, he learns Heter Mitztarif Le'isser. Let's say, again, this is a quick Rashi. It's very controversial what these means. If you have a Greek sandwich, the bread counts towards the Kazayas, bin Nozir. And from Chatas, he learns Heter Mitztarif Le'isser in Kutchin. So Heter is Mitzarif Le'isser in Isurei Nazir. Heter is Mitzarif Le'isser in Kutchin, but it's not Mitzarif Le'isser in Kol Tor Kula. Okay, we're not going to get into this because the concept called Shnei Ksuva Bam Ke'echad in Melandin, that since it could have just said Nazir, we would have known Kutchin. Why does all this say Chatas? Show us only these two, nothing else. Okay, what does every Tana in the Sugya have in common? That, bottom line, Tam Ke'ikar, that's Tam Ke'ikar Min HaTorah. Okay, they argue where, but like the Gemara is no having it and not Darshan Tam Ke'ikar and Kol Torah Kula. Question is just which Vasa, because they're really interested in how you get to Heter Mitzarif Le'isser, or, you know, whether Heter Mitzarif Le'isser and Nazir or not. Okay, that is one sugya. However, there are three other sugyas that sound differently. What are the three? So therefore, Tam Ke'ikar is Min HaTorah. However, there are three sugyas that sound not that way. What are the three sugyas that sound not that way? Number one, not in any particular order, Chulin, Daf Tzadi, Chesem, and Beis. What does it say in Chulin Daf Tzadi Chesem and Beis? The phrase in Chulin Daf Tzadi Chesem and Beis says, Tam Ke'ikar, it's in the middle of the whole sugya. Tam Ke'ikar de Bekudshim Aser. Says Tam Ke'ikar is only Aser and Kudshim. It's talking there on a Daraisa level. Not in Chulin. Okay, so then Tam Ke'ikar is not in HaTorah. Everyone agrees with me to Rabbanan. No one thinks it's mutter to have food that tastes like pork, right? Like if I drip lard into my food and it tastes like lard, no one thinks it's mutter. The question is whether it's also the rice or not, right? Says the kachim master B. Chulin daf kof chesam and aleph has a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says you can learn. Says Abaye. Sorry, I just turned my sachin to kuf chesam and aleph. That was not going to help. Chulin kuf Chesam and Aleph, says Abaye, Tam Ovelo Mamasho is Asur Daraisa. Why? We learn from Bas Bechalov, just like a Bas Bechalov, if the milk is a Tam of meat, or the meat has Tam of milk, even though the Mamasho is not really there, but the Tam itself is Asur Daraisa, so too Tam Ovelo Mamasho and Kol Torkul is Daraisa. But that's Abaye. What do we respond like? Rava says, no, you can't learn from Bas Bechalov because it's a Chiddush. Right? Maybe we mentioned once Bas Bechalov is a Chiddush. Maybe not. Bas Bechalov is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Not just because two usher things become mutter, because a Chiddush means something unique. And that's not unique because it also happens by Klayim. Rather, it's a Chiddush because if you mix them, it doesn't become usher Doraisa, as I spent a lot of time on, only if you cook them. That's a big Chiddush, that if you mix them by soaking and pickling, they don't become usher. If you mix them by cooking, they do become usher. Okay, so it's a Chiddush. So says Rava, who we always paskin like, Rava says, Basar Bechalov is a Chiddush, so you can't learn that Tamo Velo Mamasho is the Oraisa. So that shows that the Isser of Sunday at Taste Trave is only Rabbanan, because we can't learn from Basar Bechalov. The third, so that is Avodah Zarah. Daf Samach Zayin, it's sort of on an Aleph to a base, like it goes over the borderline. Where, what does it say? Tamo umamosho? Aser velokin alav. You have to mamash the aser. Tamo velo mamosho? Aser vein lokin alav. Tamo velo mamosho? If you don't have the mamash of the aser, just the tam of the aser. Aser vein lokin alav. So that shows that it's only drabbanan. Okay. Now, here is where all the, you know, action happens in terms of the hochachas how we paskin. You have one sugya, which is very pashat maskana, that tam ke ikar is midoraisa. You have three sugyas that sound like tam ke ikar is not doraisa. So what do you do? So, this depends who you ask. This is most famous as a machlokas between who and who? Rashi and Tosos. Rashi is famous for the shita that tam ke ikar is not doraisa. Rashi is famous for the sheet of the Tam Ke Ikar is not Doraisa. Now, this is not going to be given a lot of attention to the Shulchan Aruch. But I'll just point out that Rashi has a different sheet, which makes him a lot less makel than we would see. Like, by the time the Rachronim quote Rashi, he's very makel. Tam Ke Ikar is not Doraisa. Rashi himself, they don't necessarily mean Rashi himself. They just mean, like, this aspect of Rashi. Rashi himself has another shita that's so machmer that it makes up for Tam Ke Ikar not being Doraisa, maybe plus. What's Rashi himself's shita? If you looked at the Rashis in Daf Tzadi Ches, and really a little earlier, a little later, all over the seventh parak of Chulin, Rashi holds that Shishim is Doraisa, because the Gemara derives Shishim, Chlokas Shishim, or Mea Bittel Shishim, from El Nazir. And every other Rishon of the world says that's only an Asmachta. And Rashi says, no, Doraisa, you need Shishim. Just Tam doesn't make a difference. Okay, that is a Shita Yachid of Rashi that the poskim do not take into account. I mean, everyone quotes Rashi as, oh, Tam Kikar is only Drabbanan, so any Tarobas is only Drabbanan. They don't mention the other Shita of Rashi, not they don't know. Just that, you know, they think that's too non-mainstream to quote. That's a Shita Nidchei. So Rashi happens to think Shishim is a Raisa Rashi himself. But I'm not talking about Rashi himself. I'm talking about the sheet of Rashi Masugya Tam Ke Ikar, which some other Rishonim follow. So what does Rashi say? Rashi picks Tam Ke Ikar. These are Rashi's proofs. So how does Rashi get out of the Gemara Pesachim? Rashi invents, there's a third sheet in the Tanaim. Who says the only... These are the sheets in the Tanaim that they have to discuss here, but there's a third sheet in the Tanaim. Well, it's Tam Ke Ikar's not Minat Torah. How can you get to Tam Ke Ikar not being Minat Torah, given the evidence that we have here? How can you get to Tam Ke Ikar not being Minat Torah? So Rashi in Pesachim makes two suggestions. What does he say? He says, et cetera. Sorry, let me just find it. The Rabbanan depligi alei de Rabbi Eliezer b'kutach abavli. There are Rabbanan who say Taros Ham is not Doraisa. So Taros Ham is not Doraisa. That shows Tam Ke Ikar is not Minat Torah. You could have said Chametz is more kal, remember? We have a morning seder. We We did bring up that svara because chametz is mishnah zman. Maybe it's more calm. But what does he say? There's the chachamim who are against Rabbi Eliezer in the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim. That's good to know about. Mafgilai mishnah slaytim tzarf the isra Rabbi Kiva ubegulei nachum sviyalei techidush rabbanan. That is one approach. Rashi in Avtsadi Ches in Maseches Chulin suggests the Adiel Fiendly, etc., etc. It's only Sachta be Alma, because really Nazar and Gula Akum are two Ksuma Ban Ke Echad, Nami Gula Akum, Chidashum. Mishra's led to Mitzarif Leiser. Okay, what does he say? Rashi has two opinions. The Chach, need more. The Chachamin, the Pligi, Al Rabbi Eliezer, the Kuta Chabavli, Lefi Rashi. Right? He says, what are they going to do? Says two options. One option, he says, is that this is a chiddush. This is heter mitzarif le'isser. The nazir. This is heter mitzarif le'isser. The kachim. And now you have no mucker of tam kaker. Right? They do really nothing as a chiddush like the rachamim. Heter mitzvahs for heter mitzvahs for list like Rabbi Kiva, you come out with no mucker for Tom Kaker. It's a big chiddush because logically you should have to darshan Tom Kaker before you darshan heter mitzvahs for list because you should darshan the smaller chiddush before the bigger chiddush. Okay, that's as far. That's one possibility. Or the other possibility, he says, is that this is that Yuling Nachrim is for Tom Kaker. Mishras is for Tom Kaker. This is the one thing no one denies. Heter, Mitzarev, Le'isser, Bekotchim. And remember what we said, Shnei Subabam Ke'echad, if you have two Psokim, then you'll learn from them. This is Tom Kaker only in Nazir. This is only in, what by Yulei Akum? I assume by Yulei Akum we mean Kalem, right? I assume mean Lechora. It's also by Caleb with the Jew that we're traced. You know. Okay, so either way, either he gets two psukim Tom Kaker, meaning everyone this, so you have one plus. He gets two psukim, which make him to zero, because then Shnei Ksuvim Rav Ke'echad Lamdin, so you can't learn the Kultur Kula, only those two cases. That would be a big finish. Tom of the Vela is not a problem, but Tom of a Patiko of the Vela is a problem. Okay, that'll be very important much later in the year. And in Nazir is unique. Okay, either two psukim or zero psukim. So Rashi manages to get out of it. I'm saying there's a third sheet in the Tanaim.
What is Rashi referring to when he says that something is going to smach?
Ah, so Rashi wants to say like this. You're right. Rashi's lashon is a little funny. Like, why is not smach? Just say we don't hold like either of those Tanaim there. So, and why does he say?
It's not the
ending. So what he means is that there are brises that say tam ke'ikr there. Right? What he means is this. You have to separate out the brises in the Sugim Psochim with the Shaklavatarium Psochim. The Shaklavatarium Psochim was according to these two Tanarim, but there's another Tanar. Oh, but what about the brises in Psochim? Those brises are only in Asmachta. Now, it's a little funny. Why didn't you just say those are according to other Tanarim? So it's still a little funny, like why he had to say, the Asrilu Amori Basrai, the Asmach, the Almod of Lavla Melech. Why not just say it's a different sheet than the Tanaim? Maybe I'll take it back. There might be a difference in Rashi in Psachim and Rashi in Chulin. Rashi in Psachim says that the third sheet in the Tanaim. Could be that Rashi in Chulin is saying it's not a third sheet in the Tanaim. Really, even Rabbi Kiva the Chacham didn't mean that. And the later Amoraim decided that they didn't mean that, and the braces were only asmachtas. I think that's the difference. Rashi and Psachim is saying, Taka, these are two real sheets of Tanaim. There's a third sheet of Tanaim. Rashi and Chulin is suggesting a little further, saying, maybe these aren't even real sheetas. The Gemara and Psachim thought they were real sheetas. But we think those aren't real sheetas, they're only asmachtas, and everyone holds like the sheeta. Okay, good point. Now, what about Tosos? How does Tosos get out of the rise in the other direction? Right? Okay, that is Rashi's proof. How does Tosfos answer? So, how does Tosfos answer Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis? The truth is there are many ways to answer Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, even though Tosfos doesn't say all of them right there. But how could you? Tulsa suggests one, and then he takes it back. Tulsa says, maybe that means, okay. You could suggest some. What does Tulsa say in the end? Tulsa says, Lav Dafka. Kachim, Lav Dafka. We're talking about Kachim. So they mentioned Kachim. But really, Kachim is Lav Dafka. Tulsa has some other shitas that he brings up, but he's uncomfortable with because they don't seem to be true. He says, maybe here we're talking about a different kind of Tom Kicker. Like, maybe here we're talking about Tom Kicker, where it's not really Tom, it's just like 1/1,000,000th. Like Tom Kolshu. Okay, Tom Kolshu was only in Kutch, not in Kulin. Or maybe here, he so hints at, here we're talking about Min Bimino. What is Min Bimino? If the two things have the same taste anyway. That's not real Tom Kicker. So, in the end, Tulsa doesn't think it's true, but you could also answer, right, that... No, Tom Kolshu is Usser Rock Bekutchen. Or Tom of Min Bimino is Usser Rock Bekutchen. Tulsa just doesn't think that these are true in the end. It's fine for the Sugya, just the question is, you really in a posculate way? But certainly there are some of Farshim who want to say that maybe you can say this is referring to not a real Tom, a Tom that's too small to taste, or a Tom that mixture of two things that are the same anyway, so you can't taste them. Tulsa's not comfortable saying that. Tulsa says, no, Kachim is Lav Dafka. Okay, what does Tulsa do with Chulin? This is the easiest to get out of. Technically, is this a proof to Rashi at all? Isaac, you think logically, is this a proof to Rashi?
No, just that we follow
the... Right, this means we can't prove that Tom Lo Moshe D'Oraisa. Doesn't mean we prove that it isn't. Just because you can't prove something is true doesn't mean it's not true. Just means you don't have a proof that it's true. Tosa says very easily, says Tosa is very poshut. Dihuya bi alma, what do we mean? That this is not a proof. But it's still true. Just because Basar B'Cholov is not a proof for Tom Kicker in the Torah doesn't mean it's not true. Just because Basar B'Cholov is not a proof, which actually is fine. Basar B'Cholov wasn't the proof. Yilei Nachar was the proof. Or Nazir was the proof. Mishras, right? So that's not a problem. The most interesting, just because it brings up a lot of interesting issues, the most interesting question is how to explain the Gemara in, in Avodah Zarah. Tam of Lomamasho, you don't get Malchus. That's good. Why don't you get Malchus? After all, Tom Kicker is D'Oraisa. You should get Malchus. And here, Tosus brings down three answers. What are Tosus' three answers? What is Tosus' three answers? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? I think the first answer is Rabbeinu Tam. I think that's going to be significant. I thought so. Maybe I'm wrong. It is in many places, but how about here? Maybe Tosus doesn't name it here. In other places, it's named for Rabbeinu Tam. What's the first answer, Rashi, in any case? What's the first answer, Tosus? How does Tosus answer this? Says Tosus three answers. First answer is, he makes no kemta. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about Min Bimino. Min Bimino, it's not a real Tam. What do you mean it's not a real Tam? It doesn't change the taste. It's the same taste anyway, right? I mix treif orange juice with kosher orange juice. That's not Tam Kicker. Because it doesn't change the taste. So first Tulsa says that it's Min Bimino. But if it was Min B'She'eno Mino, you wouldn't get Malchus. Right? But if it was Min B'She'eno Mino, Min Bimino. Because there's no change of taste. That's when you don't get Malchus. But Min B'She'eno Mino, you wouldn't get Malchus. Second answer. Second answer is makes an okimta, right? This is an okimta. Second answer is also an okimta. What's the okimta? Leka kzayis iser dechtei achilas pras. There isn't a kzayis iser dechtei achilas pras, meaning Anyone know, according to Tosfos and almost all Rishonim, maybe even all Rishonim, as a general rule of thumb, what kind of ratio is still tasteable? Like, how much can something be diluted and still give a taste?
1 in 6
is a rule of thumb, right? Meaning, if something is less than a 60th, you can't taste it. If it's more than a 60th, then if it's not bland, you can usually taste it, right? That's what Tosfos says. A few places, the Chachamim did experiments and discovered that of all the common foods, you can't taste it less than 1/60. You can taste it if it's more than 1/60. It all depends, what the food is. Sometimes you can taste it if it's 1 in 60. Sometimes it's 1 in 40. Sometimes 1 in 20. Let's say your ratio was 1 in 40. You could still taste it, but if you eat this, you have 1/40th lard in your vegetable soup. But if you eat the vegetable soup, you're not going to eat a kezayis of lard, the kedechilas pras, because just too diluted, right? What is the ratio of kezayis to kedechilas pras? Okay, depends what you hold the pras is, depends what you hold the kezayis is. But, according to the Mekobel Achronim, it is either a 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12. So let's say it's 1/40th lard. You're not going to eat a kezayis lard, the kedechilas pras. So therefore, your potter for malchus because it's pachas mikashir, right? So here he's saying, min bemino is only drabana. Right? What do you see? When we say tam kekers d'oraisa, we mean min b'she'ino mino, when it changes the taste, when you can taste the iser in the heter. Min bemino, if you mix treif wine with kosher wine, you can't taste anything. It's all wine. You mix treif orange juice with kosher orange juice, can't taste anything. It's all orange juice. You mix treif meat gravy with kosher meat, can't taste anything, it's all meat. Now it's the same species, right? So min b'min is only drabanan. So here there's not kezayis, there's kedechilas pras. So even though now it's three different statuses, first of all, it's assuming that this is drabanan, because min b'min is only drabanan, no real taste. Or it's asur midoraisa, but pachos mikashir. So you don't get malchus. Or, that's the third answer of Tosos, the famous shita, the rimir leans. Says the Rimer Orleans, who do you guess? Well, this depends. We hold like Rabbi Akiva or the Chachamim. So says the Rimer Orleans that we Paskin, or at least Rabbi Yochanan was talking there, Paskin's like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, we learn Tamke Iker from Gyulei Nochrim. Okay. Is there a lav by Gyulei Nochrim? Does it say thou shalt not use treif pots, or thou shalt not eat food cooked in treif pots, or anything along the lines of? Now, what does it say? Say it, King James-ish. Thou shalt kasher them. Right. What does it say? It says you must kasher your pots. So if it says you must kasher your pots, right? Remember those were morning seder. Right. What did the Ramban say? Since the Torah says thou shalt destroy thy chametz on Erev Pesach, that implies that you can't eat chametz, and anything implied by a positive language is considered an iser asei. Likewise, the Torah says you should kasher treif pots. That implies that the ta'am of treif is usher. Because otherwise, while you're kashering the pots, the ta'am is not usher. But it's only implied by a positive commandment. Therefore, it's only an Isra'asei, and Isra'asei, you don't get malchus. Right? He says, right? Kirabi Akiva, di yolif mi giule nochrim. And therefore, it's an Isra'asei. So what did he say? It is aser mi d'oraisa, but it's only an Isra'asei. Okay, so we have, meaning, this is not an okemta. This is a shita, right? You understand the difference between shita and okemta, right? This is a shita in general. Tam ke iker is only an isra se. As opposed to the first two shitas, says, no, you would get malchus on tam ke iker, theoretically. Just this is an okemta where you don't get malchus for some reason. Either there's not really any taste because it's the same type of thing mixed, the same type of thing doesn't change the taste. Or there's just too little of it. Who says there's so little? Because there's less than excise, but there's less pras. Okay, the Rambam. Okay, so basically, Everyone managed to defend themselves, and that's why we have a machlokas rishonim between Rashi, who says Tam ke'ikar is midrabanan, and again, forgetting about the other sheet of Rashi, right? How do the, you know, we only take this sheet of Rashi, the rishonim were masubik to accept the sheet of Rashi, the chronim were masubik to accept the sheet of Rashi, say, anytime you have a mixture of kosher and treif, and you taste the treif, it's only also midrabanan. First, we have Tam and Tosfos who say, even all the Bali Tosfos agree, no, whenever you can taste the treif, meaning what we call min b'she'ino mino, mixture of one type with another type, it actually changes the taste. Not treif oil and oil, and treif orange juice and orange juice, but treif lard in vegetable soup. Or, you know, treif oil in rice or something. You can really taste it. Then that's also d'oraisa. Yoni? Yes, he admits that treif pots would be d'oraisa because either it's a finish that's d'oraisa or it's tam ke'ikar specifically by treif pots of d'oraisa. Right, and that would be very fascinating, Yoni's pointing out, that it could be, that's what I point out, from Rashi you get a very fascinating shita that you don't get from Tosfos, which is that if I actually take lard and put a little lard in my vegetable soup, that's only us drop on it. But if I cook lard in a pot and then cook vegetable soup in the pot, and get the taste out of the pot into my vegetable soup, let's say it's benyomo, that's also d'oraisa, which sounds really weird, right? I mean, it's not bernati, not bernati sura is worse than the isra itself? And the answer is yes, that's the chinish of treif pots. Obviously, you see where we're going to go with this someday, which is that, obviously, according to that approach, the problem with pots is not really the tam that comes out. The tam that comes out is not problematic, it's the pot itself that's a problem. Tom that comes out is only a connection to the pot. Okay, but that's a lungus for another time. But you see where we're going. Tishrach, no? Okay, but the Rambam has an in-between shita. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam reads the Gemara in Avodah Zarah like the second opinion in Tosfos. Like the second opinion in Tosfos. But he reads a little differently. Says the Rambam in the 15th parak of Acholos Asuras, which we discuss as Tarovis, he says, Tamo Mamosho is Doraisa. Tamo Mamosho means you mix in things with different tastes. He admits things with the same taste is not going to be an Issa Doraisa, that Tarovis. But you mix in something with a different taste, like you mix chelim into vegetables or something. If, says the Rambam, if you can taste it, and it's more than kazayis b'chdechilas pras, that's an issur d'oraisa. That's tamo mashu. Tamo v'loma mashu, if you can taste it, and it's less than kazayis b'chdechilas pras, that's an issur d'rabbanan. He doesn't say it's an issur d'oraisa, but it's less than a shir. Says that's an issur d'rabbanan. So, says the Rambam, he takes this derech too. What does he say? If leka, what does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Kezayis, if de achilas pras, is usher mi doraisa. But what does tamo v'loma masho mean? Equals pachos mi kezayis, if de achilas pras, is only drabanan. He says very clearly, it's also mi doraisa. Sofer is only drabanan. So he's similar to the second answer in Tosos and not the same. All the answers in Tosos assume that all Tam is Doraisa. The Rambam is in between Tosos and Rashi. Halacha L'maisa. What does the Rambam say? If it's more than Kezayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, that's an Issur Doraisa. If it's less than Kezayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, that's an Issur Rabbanan. So, Halacha, yeah. No, for sure, Chatzir is also midoraisa, so he's going to have some explaining to do. Right? Don't worry, he has good help explaining. Let's just review two things. One, halacha l'maisa. What is the din of a mixture of what we call min b'she'ino mino, right? A treif that changes the taste of the kosher, right? Not that it's all treif, for mostly treif. That's treif. That's a little treif in the kosher. Is that also d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Says Rashi d'rabbanan. Again, ignoring the other sheet of Rashi, because all the Rishonim reject the other sheet of Rashi, and I'm so like whether to accept this sheet of Rashi. Says, Tosfos Asa D'oraisa. Says the Rambam, in between, if it's less than a Kzayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, then it's only Asur Rabbanan. If it's more than Kzayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, Asur Daraisa. Those are the three sheets of Halacha L'maisa. Yes, but it's because you don't get Malkus because less than a Shear, not because it's only Drabbanan. Now, Tosus does not say that Tosus does not say that very explicitly, right? But the implication of Tosus, and that comes out very clearly, or that's implied more strongly by the Rush here, is that Tosus is saying the same answer as the Rambam, so same shot as the Rambam in the Gemara, right? Tosus is saying the same shot as the Rambam in the Gemara, but for different reasons. Tosus just says, because you don't get Malkus, because how can you get Malkus unless it's a Kazayis, right? And if even if you're more than a Kazayis, it's not Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's less than a Kazayis. Well, the Rambam is saying it's the Rabbanan. So I think there is a difference. In our Tosos, he's not so explicit. But in other Tosos, it's more explicit. In the Rush, it's a it's more strongly implied. It seems pretty clear that the sheet of Bali Tosos is that it's still a to the rice. So that's why I think there are two different sheetas. Okay. Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin, by the way? We'll see. This is the whole sif in Shofonar Sim Tzadik Ches. It's not so clear exactly what maskana of all the Rishonim is. However, it seems to be that most Rishonim agree with Tosos. There's some debate in the Achronim. Do most Rishonim agree with Tosos because they're Masopek and like they're just nervous to be Makel? Or do most Rishonim agree with Tosos because they agree with Tosos? But Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like Tosos that all Tamka Ikar is Doraisa. Again, there's some debate in the Achronim. Are we sure about that? Are we just not sure? So we're Machmir. But either way, Halacha L'maisa, we follow Tosos, not the Rambam and not Rashi. Okay. This is the, you know, just technically where the Shitas come from, right? Where are the Psukim? How do you deal with the Gemaras, etc.? Now, I want to talk a little more deeply, some lumpus here, right? Tamke Iker, right? If you're a Lamdin and you see, the din, that all Tam of Isser is Usser, right? You're going to ask. Maybe we'll take one step back. The Machlokas, the Beis Yosef presents, okay, there's some debate, but I'll believe the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings down a Machlokas between the Ran and everyone else. We're not going to go like the Ran. The Ran says, really, every mixture where you mix kosher into treif, or treif into kosher, is also derisive to everyone. The Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is only if none of the treif goes in the kosher, just the taste of the treif goes into the kosher. Disembodied taste. Like you soak the treif, you soak water, grapes in water, and it gets a wine taste. But if you actually pour wine into water, that's not a machlokas. That's not what anyone, that's not what any of the other Rishonim sound like, not what they're going to assume. We're going to assume not like the Ran. We're going to assume that, no, whenever you have a mixture of kosher and treif, whether you actually pour the treif into the kosher, whether you just soak the treif in the kosher and the juices went into the kosher, it's all the same thing. L'maisa, the juice of the treif went into the kosher, or the treif went into the kosher. That's called tam ke'ikar. And that's the rice according to Tosos, the Rabbanan according to Rashi. Okay, now, what might you have thought? You would have thought, let's say there was no din of tam ke'ikar, right? There's no din of tam ke'ikar. Imagine there's no din of tam ke'ikar. And what did I do? I put 5% lard in my vegetable soup. Just a little lard in my vegetable soup. But geschmack. Really, I taste the soup. It's now a hearted soup. Fit for a king. Okay. So if there was no tamke ikar, it would have been mutter. Why would it have been mutter? After all, there's lard there. Because it's barov, right? Obviously, if it's 51% lard, no one doesn't have me to mutter. That's ridiculous, right? The whole hafmin is bits of barov, right? Like in the Gorm Psachim, they ask, why isn't the shum and shemen bottle in the robe of the mikvah of chulin? Okay, but Tamke Iker says it's usher. So, how do we understand why Tamke Iker says it's usher? How do we understand? Really, it's both of a rope. So why is it ushered? What does Tom Kicker tell us? You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. I'm just trying to figure out how to say that, or when to say that, rather. Okay. Let me say it over in the words of Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos. Well, I'll come back to what you said. Says Reb Chaim Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos. Pinei b'yisorach din tam ke'ikar tzorich iyon. One possibility is, it's not bottle. Why is it not bottle? Bittle means you ignore it. And it's not a crazy svara. Bittle means you ignore it. But if you can taste it, then you can't really ignore it, can you? Nikar ha-isr. You recognize the isr. Basically, maybe it's a monea bittle. And if there's no bittle, then you have the then you have the original Isser. Or, says Rav Chaim, oh, the be'emes chayel Isser din bittel, really it is bottle. Rak the gam tam ha'isser yishbot din Isser. Yalfin lo mikroi, the kol mishra's gili nachrim. Or no, it's not the original Isser. The original Isser is bottle. There's just a new Isser called tam Isser. So basically, his hakira, you know, you can call it, you know, Kli Prati, if you want, compare it to some of the Chatzishir Hakiras, if you so desire, right? Is it that the Isser is not bottle and the original Isser is still here? Or is it a new Isser of Tom Kidiker? Okay. Who got a chance to learn the Tosos? The Tosos Nafsari Ches in the Makor Rashit. Okay. This Hakira Rechaim reminds you of the Machlokas between which two Rishonim. I said Tosos. Rhymes you with the machlokes in which two Rishonim. That was also the Rush. Okay, I thought the Rimei Orleans and Rabbi Natan. What did the Rimei Orleans and Rabbi Natan argue about? The Rimei Orleans said, well, Tom Kaker's learned from Gilui Nachrim. Gilui Nachrim is written in positive language. Therefore, Tom Kaker is only an Isra say and there's no Malkus. And what did the Rabbi Natan say back to him? Heshivlo, the Islam the Maimer, the Adrenali Surah. This is not a new Isser, I say. This is Adrenali Surah. It's returning it to the original Isser. I know Giuling Nachrim is a positive language, but Giuling Nachrim is not saying that it's a new Isser from the Asay of Giuling Nachrim. It's just a Glein Melsa that it's still the old Isser, what he calls Adrenali Surah Kama. And therefore, you still got Malkus. Let's say Tom Kaker and the Vela. Rimei Orleans says no Malchus because it's not a lav of the Vela. It's an assay of Tom Kicker. Rimei Tom says, no, it's not an assay of Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker is just a glay milsa that it's still the lav of the Vela. That sounds like a Reb Chaim's Chakira. Right? I was never sure why Reb Chaim doesn't mention this Tosos. You know, am I crazy? Or is he just only interested in the Rambam? Because there are two Reb Chaim's got this, and he doesn't mention Rimei Tom and Rimei Orleans. But Rabbi Rain Tom and the Rimei Orleans are arguing at this. Rimei Orleans says, new Isser, the new Isser is an Asay, because it's from Gilui Nachrim, at least according to Rabbi Akiva. In Hanami, for the Chacham, it would be a laugh.
He's arguing about this. I was mean, even the Rimei Orleans would agree that you're high for the, well, let's say, the reason I'm high for the old Isser is because of the Isser said.
No, I'm not high for the old Isser, then I get Malchus.
I mean, the reason I'm high for the old Isser is because of the Isser, but you're only high for the Isser said.
I'm only chayv for because it's an Isra say.
But what meaning is Tam Nevela?
I understand it is originally Nevela. But right now, there's no lava. I don't violate the lava in Nevela when I eat it. Right? Because if I violated the lava in Nevela, I would get Malchus. No?
You're not chayv for Tam Nevela. In fact, it's Isra say. It is Tam
Nevela. I understand.
It's not Tam Kehaker, it's Tam Nevela.
Okay, I understand. It's Tom Nevela. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a general Klali Tom Ke'ikar. It could be a Prati Tom Nevela. But nonetheless, the issue of Tom Nevela is not Losoch Mekol Nevela. It's Tavir Ba'ish V'Toher. right? I'm violating the assay of Tavir Ba'ishit Tahir or the assay of Tavir Ba'mayim, or let's consider it all one joint assay, right? The assay of Kaldavar She'yavov Ba'ish Tavir Ba'ishit Tahir, Ba'asher lo yavov Ba'ish Tavir Ba'mayim. Asher lo yavov Ba'ish Tavir Ba'mayim. That sounds like Rav Chaim's Chakira. Is it saying the original Isser is still here? Or is it saying the original Isser is not here, but there's a new Isser called Tam Neveva, Tam Kikr, whatever you'll call it? That is, Rav Chaim's Chakira is really the Bali Tosis Chakira. At least at the first glance. So, let us, let me just put this on the board for a moment. Now, you could spend a long time in this Chakira. And as a matter of fact, we will spend some time in this Chakira and even make it a little more complex and questionable. But let us start with, right, meaning, you know, how did the Torah start? We start with the Chumash and Rambam. And then you develop. No, that's an exaggeration. Start with the Chumash, the Rambam. What? The here we have the question of Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr. Let's say Tam Ke'ikr was Minator. Right? Laman Darut's Minator. Theoretically, it could be the same Chakira if it's Midrabanan. Right? But it's, you know, you have more Nafkaminas if it's Minator. Do we say this is, says the Rime Orleans, a new Isser of Tam, or are we going to say, like Rabbi and Tam, what's his lashon? Ahadrinhu le'isura. I don't know if he even says Isura Kama, or just Adrinhu le'isura's lashon here is Adrinhu le'isura. That's better. To its original Isser. Meaning, you would have thought the Isser is gone, but Kamashlan, it's still the original Isser. The original Isser is still here and not Batel. Or no, maybe the original Isser is Batel. But there's a new Isser of Tam. What is the Nafkamina? One Nafkamina is the Nafkamina of Tosos, right? Lefi Rab Yakiva, according to the Rimer Leans and Sinistra say, and that's what he originally says. And according to Rav Tam, it is still a lav. Right? And you get Malkus. So the Rimer Leans said, I can give you pshat in Rav Zara. Ain't looking a lav doesn't mean it's not the race. It's the race. You're just not looking a lav. It's an assay. And Rav Tam says, not true. I have to give the other pshat, but that's talking about Mimina, where it's not a real time. It's a little dachot, but that's what he says. The truth is, there's a Chakir in the Achronim, which I haven't brought up here. I didn't put on the Makor sheet. How about according to Chacham that it's learned from Mishras? Would there still be an Afkamina? Yeah, I'm going to point this out. Right? There is Afkamina 1.1, 1.2. How about Lefi Chachamim, who learn it from Mishras, from Gimule Nachrim? Would there still be an Afkamina? After all, if it's the original Issue, you get Malkus. And if it's the new Issue, you get Malkus. So what's the difference? I think I decided me not to post on the morning seder, of course, 2 shiur ago, so that wouldn't help. But here's an interesting question. What if you Tam Kicker of Chalif? What about something of the Tam of Chalif? If you hold the new Esser, then it would be a lav, but no kares. That's the Groz Medaika and the Ram. It's not so clear if he's correct. A lav, but no kares. But if you say it's the original Isser, then you would be chai of kares, right? So even according to the Chachamim, there'd be an afkamina. It has nothing to do with Tosa's discussion. Tosa only interested in Malkus, right? Meaning no Malkus. Versus Malkus. But theoretically, even according to Chachamim, there would be enough to do this Hakira. If it's a new Isser, so it's a new Isser lot. You get Malkus. But you don't get Kares. There's no Kares for the lot of Komishros and Amlo Yochal. But if Zadrina Lisure brings it back to the original Isser, then you need Michayev Kares because it's an Isser Chaylev. Oh, sorry. I meant Chaylev. Chayev, but no Kares. Yeah, that's what I mean. Obviously, I mean Chayev Kares. The original Isser was Chayev Kares, right? Like for Chaylev, right? For example, for Nevela, right? For Nevela. Or Chaylev. And here, the Nafkamina is obviously only for Chaylev. Right? That's a big machlokes. Achronim, the Gura, is a diuk of the Rambam, which is not Mochrach. I'm not convinced he's right. Rechaim's not convinced he's right. But, says the Gura, which is not in the Koroshi here, he says that it's a lav, but no Kari's. Many other Achronim disagree. So this is machlokes Achronim in the Rambam. What could be another potential nafgamina of this Hakira? So Reb Chaim brings out a whole bunch of nafgaminas of this Hakira, both in Hilchos Maaser Korbanos, and which we won't focus on so much, and in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. He brings out a few very fascinating Hakiras, nafgaminas. He says, for example, what if you have, here's an interesting question. This is what bothers everyone. Basar b'chalav. Remember we learned this. Since the Torah doesn't say the Yisr Basar b'chalav v'loshen achila, what chumra comes out of this? Im shel k'der hanasan is asr. So then Rav Chaim makes a train of thought that you don't have to agree with. The Chavos Das famously disagrees with it. I mean, that's anachronistic. Before Rav Chaim, Chavos Das has a different shot. And if you think hard, you could probably come up with this pshat. But he says like this. The Rambam says, if you eat basar v'chalav, shelo k'der hanaso, such as, okay, you just eat it weird, or you mix in bitter things so it doesn't taste good, etc., then you still get malchus. So that sounds like tam pogum is chayim and basar b'chalav. That's not normal, but it's chayim and basar b'chalav. The problem is this. If you have basar b'chalav in a kli, and then you wait 24 hours, and you cook something, is that food kosher or treif? Kosher, because after 24 hours, the time of the kli was tam lefgam. So, noticing tam lefgam of basar b'chalav is mutter. But why? Basar b'chalav is also even shalokadar chanaso, even if it's bitter and has a pogum taste. That's Rav Chaim's question. How come basar b'chalav? Now, I'll tell you, there are two other ways to answer that question. The Kreis Uplasi says, Big Chiddush says, no, ain't a chanami. No, it's not lefgam, basar b'chalav is also. He says, not, Yomi, not if you cook milk in an inub and you won't meat pot. That's mutter because it's not called derech bishul. Not if you cook milk in an inub and you won't meat pot. But if you cook basar b'chalav and then wait 3 days and then cook vegetables, that's treif, because basar b'chalav is also even shalok kederach, even pgam. No one agrees with that. The Chavos Das says much sharper. He says so sharp that you become less convinced by Rav Chaim. He says, no, there are two ways the basar b'chalav could be pugum. If it's pugum because it itself spoiled, like it's a kli that's at 24 hours, then that's b'cheftz of pugum. The pgam b'cheftz is much even basar b'chalav. But if it's only pugum because you mixed in bitter things, that's not pugum b'cheftza, because the cheftza you mixed in bitter things. It itself was not spoiled. That's only a begam in the achilas hagavra. And if it's a begam in the achilas hagavra, that's called shlokadarka in your chayiv. It's okay. Well, maybe we'll come back to this thing. We won't. But says Reb Chaim, he says, what's the nafkamina? Says Reb Chaim, nafkamina is what about nosing ta'am lifgam in basar b'chalav. If you say it's just the original basar b'chalav, then it should be usher even if it's pugum, which is the shita of the Kreis Uplasi, which he doesn't quote. He doesn't think such a shita. Right? If you said it's still basar b'chalav, the isser is basar, it's a glowing mils, it's still basar b'chalav, the taste of basar b'chalav is still basar b'chalav, that even if it's pogum, it should still be usher, because basar b'chalav is usher, even on each shalok ederech achila. But if you say, no, it's a new isser of tam, then the new isser of tam is only Usher the normal way. He's only Usher and Mushbach. The new Usher of Tam, no, has all the regular rules. Is Mutter. This is what all the poskim assume. Right? A new Isser would have the regular rules of Holy Surin, which is that if it's Lefgam, it's Mutter. But the original Isser should be Usser. That's the crazy place.
Did we know, is it not?
That's a fascinating question. What have been Isser Hanah by Tam? Meaning, you put that on the same, similar to the essay in the Karis. How about Isser Hanah? After all, Mishras doesn't say Usser Hanah, right? And Yuli Nachum doesn't say Usser Hanah. Now, here it just gets a little tricky, because that depends on, if you remember, from 3 weeks and 2 days ago, let's say, Rabbi Yabal and Chizkiah. It could be that every Usher Achila is Isra, unless you have a Heter, so that might. But you're right, that would be a great Nafkamina, right? Maybe the Nafkamina would be Isra Ana. How about a Tom Kaker, Boss Bechalim, and Clyde Kerman, all over Yasser Bana? If it was at the old Isser, it's Usher Bana. If the new Isser, maybe it's not Usher Bana. And unless you say that, what? Because it only says, Kol Mishras Anavim Lo Yochal. Doesn't say not to get Hanah. But I said that's going to be complicated because we're going to Rabbi Abo, every Lo Yochal is Hanah. So that could be a little more complicated, but I hear the smart. So since Reb Chaim, all the postmen say Mutter, and he's a mystery. How come, says Reb Chaim, the nosing ta'am lifgam of bas b'cholov is mutter, but the pgam of bas b'cholov is usser? The answer is because the pgam of bas b'cholov is the lav of bas b'cholov. That's usser. The nosing ta'am lifgam of bas b'cholov is the lav of tam ke'ikr. And by the lav of tam ke'ikr, there's a heter of pgam. What's he saying? He's saying that the lav of bas b'cholov is usser afilu lifgam. But the lav of Tam Ke'ikr is mutter if it's lifgam, just like every other lav in the Torah. Rav Chaim has a similar nafgamina, he says, about chametz. What's his diuk in the Rambam? The Rambam says that chametz is usher even if it's not roi lechilas adam. Now, that could be for different reasons. Right? He suggests the Techia. Chametz is usher even if it's in a royal achilas adam. However, don't imagine us modern day Ashkenazim practice. Right? A tarobis tam lefgam of chametz is mutter. Right? What does he say here? He says that, here it is. He says right here, tarobis chametz, if it's not royal achilas, it's mutter. But chametz, if it's not royal achilas, usher. Problem. Similar to the Bas Mechalov thing, right? Said for Chaim, how about Tarovas Chametz? What does he say the Rambam says? Says the says the Rambam that chametz she'eino roi l'achila is usher. But tarovis chametz she'eino roi l'achila is mutter. How could that be? Why is chametz usher even if it's not edible, but tarovis chametz is mutter if it's not edible? So he says, what's pshat? It must be the Rambam holds like the first side of this chakira, like the rimer will be inside of this chakira. Chametz is the lav of chametz, whatever the case may be. Chametz, the lav of chametz. That's the lav of chametz, usher, even if it's not edible. Tarov is chametz, not the lav of chametz. It's the lav of tam ke'ikr. Now, the Rambam actually has its own lav, but he says it's modeled into the lav of tam ke'ikr. And therefore, when it comes to chametz, there's a chomer, even if it's not edible. When it comes to Tarovus Chametz, that's not Chametz. That's the lav of Tom. Tom Kaker. The lav of Tom Kaker is mutter if it's not edible. So basically, you see how he's trying to put the Rambam on the Rimir Lean side of Kakir, at least so far. What's he going to say on the other side of this Kakir? So basically, he says that what if you say Sadrin Lisur Tama, that Tarovus Chametz is the same as Chametz? Then why is Chametz treif even if it's not edible? Tarovus Chametz is mutter if it's not edible. So you give another explanation, which he rejects. But for example, you could say that this is a big chakir. Why is Chametz usher even if it's not edible? It could be it's only usher when it's not edible because it could be used as yeast. But Tarovus Chametz is not good to be used as yeast. So it's just really no difference between them. It just depends if it's useful as yeast. Sa'or, exactly. Maybe Sa'or teaches us that if something's useful as yeast, that's as good as being edible. And chametz that's spoiled, you can use as yeast. But a tarovus chametz is not good for yeast because there's too many other chemicals in it. Okay, so you can give another explanation of the Rambam, right? You could disagree with the Rambam. You would disagree. It's a little hard to disagree. It's a little hard to disagree, but you can explain based on Roy Lechameya Bo Kama Isos, that's a phrase, right? A Kama Isos, meaning whether you can use it as yeast for other things. That there's no real difference between Chametz and Tarovus Chametz in Lomdus. It's the exact same thing, it's the Isur Kama. Just that Chametz you can use as yeast, and Tarovus Chametz you can't. Okay, Reb Chaim doesn't like that, but you can certainly say it. Then Reb Chaim has a third Nafkamin, has another. He wants to explain the Rambam. Remember, Yoni or someone said, what's your time in the Rambam? If Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah, why is Chatzi Shir of Tam Ke'ikr not also in the Torah? Interesting question. Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. Why is Chatzi Shir of Tam Ke'ikr not also in the Torah? Right? If it's less than a Kzayis Bechdei Achilus Pras. So, Rav Chaim wanted to say like this. What's your time in the Rambam? Basically, there's two ways to explain the Rambam. The difference between them is going to be... The difference between them is very hard to figure out. But what they're really arguing about. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom of the Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, Tom Kaker is not Doraisa. Josephus, Gezayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's Doraisa. That's a different thing. Chaim says, no, the Rambam holds Tom Kaker is Doraisa, but only if there's Gezayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras. It's hard to tell if they're really arguing or not. Lamaisa, everyone has to explain why Gezayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras is worse. Unless an excise with the was pras. If you want to tell me one gets malchus, the other doesn't, fine. But why should one be daraisa and one be darbanan? Normally, Chatzi Shir is also daraisa. So what does he want to say? What does Reb Chaim want to say? He wants to say, Pachos mikazayis bifte achilas pras. What does he want to say? He wants to say that. If it's a Hadri Lisur Kama, if it's just the original Isur is here, then the original Isur is here, but you have less than a Kazayas. So, I don't understand. What if I take the original Isur and I just eat it super slowly and nibble very slowly? So it's an Isur Daraisa, but I don't get Malkus. So if the original Isur is here and I eat it very slowly because it's mixed in with other things, it should be an Isur Daraisa without Malkus. So it should be Asur Minatora. That would fit the Shita of Tosos. Who says, Asur min HaTorah, no matter what. However, here he does a little bit of fancy footwork. If you say that it's a new Isser is only Chal on something that's edible. What do you mean by edible? I don't mean edible the way you think I mean edible. Right now, I'm wearing... You didn't notice, but I'm wearing my halachic glasses. Edible means you could do what's called achila to it. What's called achila is eating kizayis within a kedei achilas pras. If you can't eat a kizayis within a kedei achilas pras because it's too diluted, then it's not edible. If it's not edible, then you can't have chalos iser on it. You can't have a new chalos iser. So says Reb Chaim, this is the shita of the Rambam. Since it's not edible, halachically. The new Isser cannot be chal on it. An Isser of lo sochal could only be chal, kol mishnas and lo sochal. He's assuming the whole time the Rambam is. Actually, not yet. No. An Isser can only, but I think he's assuming the Rambam's like the Chacham who learned from Mishras. An Isser can only be chal of not eating something if it's edible. If something's not edible, there can't be an Isser not to eat it. When something's edible, there's an Isser chal not to eat it. If you pachas mikashir, it's an Isser daraisa without malchus. But if something's not edible in the first place, the Isser can't be chal. That's the thing. If the old Isser is still around, then the old Isser is still around. Adrian, the story comments, not bottle. The old Isser is around. So who cares if there's a lot or a little, if you could eat it or not? The old Isser is still around. But if you want a new Isser to be chal, the new Isser is only going to be chal. This is a chiddush. If, it's not mochrach, but it's a chiddush, right? The new Isser is only going to be chal. I would say, you know, you can say, like the Rambam, you don't have to say this, right? You can say, no, the new Isser will be chal, regardless of whether you can eat it or not, because it's a thing. The new Isser is only chal on something that's edible. And if it's diluted so that there's not a kezayis b'chdeichilus pras, then it's not edible. And therefore, it's not edible. And therefore, the new Isser is not chal. And that's what he says, pshat in the Ramban, right? He says, what's pshat in the Ramban? He's the first person who really explains the oneness of the Ramban. A lot of people explained where the Ramban came from in the Gemara. They never explained the Svar. What's the Svar of the Ramban? Svar of the Ramban is, it's a new chalos. The new chalos only applies to things that are edible. And if it's less than a kezayis b'chdeichilus pras, it's not edible, therefore the new chalos doesn't take effect.
So the kipta of the Rambam, the Gemara of the Zara, is not that whichever person is in question is, he just didn't eat it in b'chdeichilus pras, he wasn't able to?
Correct.
So really it,
correct. Meaning, if there's a tarovis, and I just happen to eat a little, so I eat less than a kezayis, or I happen to eat slow, so I eat less than a kezayis, then that's an issue to raise without malchus for the Rambam. If, however, the Isser is diluted to the point where you cannot eat a kezayis b'chdeichilus pras, then it's not usher d'oraisa at all. Why? Because it's not edible. And if it's not edible, a new Isser can't be chal. That's what Rechaim is saying. Correct.
So, you measure for that?
So here it gets a little tricky because you have to ask how many kezayis are in a pras, which is very controversial. Let's make up a number. I forget what number people say for the Rambam. There is a number people say for the Rambam. Maybe it's 8. Don't remember. Maybe it's 6. I should remember, but I forgot. Okay. The Rambam has 3 beits, right? The Rambam's 3. Right. So the question is just how many kezesim to a beits according to the Rambam. That's what's not clear. Right? But it's makabel to think that the Rambam holds 3, no? Or 2? Anyone remember? What's McColl to think the Rambam holds how many kezesim to a kebetza? What? 2. Okay, great. So 2 times 3 is 6. Great. So kezayis b'chdeichilus pras is a ratio of a sixth. Now here it gets a little tricky because you can always eat faster than usual, right? So let's say it was only a 12th of the taruvus, but I ate twice as fast as usual, then I could eat a kezayis b'chdeichilus pras, right? So you have to figure out how fast would already be shaloka derech achila, and therefore not be considered edible. So I don't know, let's make up a number. Let's say that you could eat up to 3 times regular speed and that would still be considered normal eating. And therefore, if the ratio is 1/18 or more, it would be kezayis b'chdeichilus pras. You work it out. I don't care what the numbers are, you work it out. Yes. 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 Let's say it's only bole kedina tila. Then you would ask within the kedina tila is there a kezayis b'chdeichilus pras? Yeah. Isaac, it could be that maybe I'm wrong, and maybe somehow the Torah always imagines people eat at an average pace when deciding whether the Isser is chal. So I'm not sure. With the Achronim talk, they assume everyone eats at an average pace. I'm not sure why, because I eat fast. But we'll leave that as a question mark. But let's assume there is a way to measure it.
It's not about the potential, but it's about the fact that when I'm eating a kazayas of this big mixture, I'm inherently not having a kazayas of Isser, and that's just a lack of halachic feeling.
No. No, but it's halachic achil. As long as I eat, you know, 10, let's say I eat 5 kazayasim and I get a kazayas of Isser, that's still called achila. So I'm not committed by that. Okay. Now, yes.
Sorry, why don't we need to turn back if it's a new Isser that you just need to possess the term itself? I mean, I don't care about the Isser, as long as there's time to possess the heroin.
Ah, okay, so hold that thought. Okay, great, we're going to get there. We're going to ruin this heck here a little. I mean, not ruin, but, you know, ratchet it up a notch. Reb Chaim, actually, this is basically, it looks like Reb Chaim's taking the Rima Erlin side of the Chakir here, right? However, he doesn't really, because he has a different Nafgamina. Now, his Nafgamina is this. This is a very, very difficult sugya, because it has to do with Greira, maybe a type of Greira that we don't even know exists, the Greira of rice, the Greira of rice becoming the grain, but it's Nigra by one of the Chameshas Mine Dagan, right? It's a very complex sugya. But how about the following question? Can you use Tamke Iker Lekula? Does Tamke Iker work Lekula? What would be Tamke Iker Lekula? Can I be Yotzei Mitzvah with Tamke Iker? Let's say I ate rice bread that had a tam of wheat. Rice bread with a little wheat. Can I be Yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah? And I assume we could find other such scenario examples, right? Like, what if I ate a stew with a tam of Karban Pesach, maybe? Right? Whatever, similar. Right? I assume we could find all kinds of similar nafkaminas. Can I be Yotzei Mitzvah Seh with Tam Kaker? Because I'm being Yotzei something, and I otherwise wouldn't have been Yotzei without Tam Kaker. Okay, but that's not my, but the cool is not the important part. How about, says the Graf, how about Tam Ke'ikr B'Kiyom Mitzvahs Aseh? What would you think? If Tam Ke'ikr is a Goy, those are the original Isser's here. Then it's not just the Tam Ke'ikr means the original thing is still here. If the original thing is an Isser, the Isser is still here. If the original thing is a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is still here. Like, the original thing is here, right? So that works for Yaveiros. If it's a Tam and the Veil, then the Veil is still here. And it worked for Mitzvahs. If it's a Tam of Matzah, the Matzah is here. Yeah, let's assume for now. Yes. Yes. It's not 100% clear, but let's assume. But it's butzel. Right? So, you would think Yotza Yidei Mitzvahs Matzah. This is what Reb Chaim assumes. You Yotza the Mitzvah Matzah. You're Yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah if you have Tam Ke'ikr of wheat. If you have Tam Ke'ikr of wheat, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah. Okay. However, if it was a new Isser of Tam, that new Isser is only for Isurim. Thou shalt not eat tastes of Isser. A new Isser is not going to make you Yotzei Mitzvah. Really, the wheat's bottles for the rice. So the new Isser is going to make if there's a new Isser, that's just a Chumra. Is an Isser, avoid Tam of Treif. But that doesn't mean you're Yotzei with a Tam of Matzah. It doesn't mean you're Yotzei with a Tam of this, with a Tam of that. Right? Then obviously you should say, Lo Yotza Yidei Chovas Matzah Al Yidei Ta'am Dagan. However, we paskin you are, or but you can say, and this or Chaim disproves, maybe there's a different explanation for why you're Yotzei. Like, for example, maybe you're only Yotzei if you have a tam of dagon in rice, because rice can also count as dagon if it's mixed with dagon. That's what's called the greira, or other shitas, or more likely, or you are Yotzei, but for a different reason. And that's what Reb Chaim talks about, basically he proves that you're not guilty for a different reason. You're guilty because of Tom Kaker. Okay, if you're guilty of the mitzvah because of Tom Kaker, then Tom Kaker is the original object still being here, not a new prohibition. If it's a new prohibition, then how does it help you be guilty of matzah? Unless it's a different reason. And then, okay, Reb Chaim doesn't like that. Maybe you could work it out. Reb Chaim ends up saying, what happens now with Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim ends up saying, let's see where Reb Chaim goes. Right? He's convinced that Tam of Bas Brachol is not Bas Brachol, but has a heter of Pagan, because it's a new insert. He's convinced that Tam of Chametz is not Chametz. It has a heter being Rai Lachilu, because it's a new insert. And he's convinced that Tam of Isurim has no Isur Chatzi Shir. So it's a new Isur, and it's only, it has an Isur Chatzi Shir. It's just, it's not Isur if it can only possibly be Chatzi Shir. If you can't possibly eat a shear, because it's a new Isur, it's not chal, you can't possibly eat a shear. However, he's convinced that it's really the original thing. Because that it's really the original Isur, or mitzvah. Because you're Yotzei Matzah from Tom Kaker. The Gemara never says explicitly you're Yotzei Matzah because of Tom Kaker, but he thinks that it's clear that it's the Gemara holds. So Reb Chaim now has a problem. How does Reb Chaim solve his problem? Really, in Machos Asuras, he sort of makes this clear all along. He doesn't create the problem, he just solves it when he starts out. Says Reb Chaim a noob shot. It's an in-between shot. What does Reb Chaim say? Let me read it to you in his words. Never sure if that's better or worse, but it's at least a good starting point. Says Reb Chaim, give me a second here. Vanira Lomar. One second. I thought I had a good line, I just didn't underline it. I might just have to save that slide. I think this. Here it is. Really means the original is not bottle, and the original is there. We come up, I mean, Iker Dino did bittle. The Iker Din is not that it's not bottle. Did the Ika time of Paka Din been bittle? It's not that when there's a time there's no bittle. Kiyem Shu Din Zed Din Mechudash, we call the Mishras for Halos Din is the Atzma Tam Kaker. It's a Din Mechudash, a Mishras, and a new Halos Din by itself, Tam Kaker. When we call that Halos, Din Hud Lubatel Gam Kane. But we call this Halos of a new principle, you end up that the original Isser is not Batel. He wants to have his cake and eat it too, right? Say something in between. It's a new Halos, and the new Halos rehabilitates the old Isser. That's how he has his cake and eats it. It's a new Halos that rehabilitates the old Isser. So says Reb Chaim in between. It is a new Halos that the old Isser. Well, I don't like old, I like original. It's a new chalos that rehabilitates the original Isser. That's how he has the cake and eats it too. He makes it in between. Okay, very fancy, Brisker. What does it say? It's a new chalos. That new chalos is only chal if it's something that, what's this chal? The new chalos is only chal if it's something that's edible. Not if it's something that's begam. Ain't a right lachila, which are really the same thing. Not if it's something you can't eat because I have to eat pras. If it's only chal, if there could be a chalos din achila. But once it's chalos din achila, it only chal as a new din of achila. But once there's achila, once there's a new din of achila, that rehabilitates the original iser and says not batal, and therefore works even for mitzvos. Okay, again, he doesn't say it over in this progression. He sort of starts with the result and then develops it. What does he say? And therefore, he has cake in you too. He says, new chalos, let me say it a little better. Says the graph, new chalos, that's how only if achila is shayach. New chalos, how only if achila is shayach, which explains the three nafkaminas. Not if it's begam and enaroi lachila, which are really the same thing in different words, or if it's too small to ever be edible because it's so diluted, which causes a restoration of the original status. Okay, a new chalos that causes restoration of original status. Therefore, he has a cake and eats it too. He says, you're back to the original status. Meaning he would say, what would Rav Chaim say? He would say, you got malchus for the original iser. It's back to the original status. But it's only back to the original status because of this new chalos. And the new chalos has a tnai only if it could be a chalos on achila. Therefore, in the three nafminas which didn't have achila, here I think Rav Chaim would say, he would say, really? I know I sounded like I was on the Rebbe Orlean side. Really, I'm on the Rebbe Tom side. It's a hadra l'isur kama. But with a knich. It's only a hadra l'isur kama based on a new din. The new din brings it back to the old status. And that new din has to be chal as a chalos achila. And therefore, if it's not achilaable, either because it's poor quality or because it's poor quantity, then the new din's not chal and doesn't go back to the old din. But once the new din's chal, it goes back to the old din. Very fancy Rav Chaim. Okay, that's Rav Chaim. So we have sort of three possibilities. You could have said just one side of the Chaim, you're the other side of the Chaim, or you could say Rav Chaim. No. If the new din's not chal, then it's only drabanan or mutter, right? If bas mechal is chal of gam, it's mutter. If the rosh is not edible, it's mutter. And if it's too small to be eaten because it's so diluted that you can't eat it because the was pras, it's mutter. It's just also drabanan as xera, not usher at all. What?
First
what?
First
version of time on this side, either xera or lav, depending if you're Rebbe Akiva or the chacham.
Allowed, no?
Correct. Exactly. For Chaim himself. That's what I remember. Chaim would say over here. Okay, now, someone already pointed out there should be another nafkamina of this chakira. Perhaps, at least. What should be the other nafkamina of this chakira? Let's say Tom Kicker's doraisa. Let's say it's one quarter treif. That for sure. Yeah, Tom Kicker's doraisa, lefi the Rambam, lefi Tosos, you know, not Rashi. Okay. How much do I have to eat to get malchus? Do I have to eat a kezias of the original treif, or do I have to eat a kezias of the mixture? I mean, we've been assuming in the Rambam the whole time, obviously the original treif, right? So, sheer kezias, the malchus. What is the sheer kezias of malchus? Eating a kezias of the treif or eating kezias of the total mixture? This is the famous machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly, you only get malchus if you eat a kezias of the original treif. Rabbi Tam says in many, many places, you get malchus if you eat a kezias of the whole mixture. That works with many achronim assume that works well with the sheet of Rabbi Tam that Hanan Shari Surin, because the whole mixture becomes treif. Anyway, how would you tie this into our chakira, Isaac? If you said the original iser was still around, then how much would you have to eat to get malchus? Exactly, kezias of the original iser, which is the shita of the Rambam. I'm not saying he's the only one, right? Which is fine for a time. But what if you said it was a new Isser of Tom Treif? No, because I said the original Isser is the Rebbe. I never said that's the Rebbe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that line is the
Rebbe. Ah, give me a second. I know. Oh, you're supposed to ask that question. But you're supposed to wait until I put it on the board before you ask the question. You're supposed to ask that question. Only the Rambam is.
The Rambam's been on the top of the whole time.
No, but Chaim already explained why the Rambam's allowed to. Right?
Okay.
Right? You meant the, what's the other possibility? However, if it's a new Isser, maybe that new Isser is on the whole mixture. Whatever has the taste of Treif. What has the taste of Treif? The whole mixture has the taste of Treif. So, you know, maybe you're a loke on Kizayas of Tarovis, meaning of the total mixture. Right? Maybe, even though I only ate a quarter Kizayas of lard, but I ate a Kizayas of the mixture, the new Isser chal the whole mixture. Hanan. Right? Maybe the new Isser is chal the whole mixture. And whose shita is that? This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, so that you could say that's an afkamina, right? If you say it's a new Isser, the new Isser should be chal the whole mixture. And if I can zayis bin a tarubis, I get malchus. If it's just the original Isser still here, then only the original Isser is nasser. Which again might be the same as Hanan. The Rav thinks this is something different than Hanan, but it sounds like this is the issue of Hanan b'shari surim, whether it's doraisa or not, right? When you say Hanan b'shari surim is doraisa, there's a new Isser of Mishras or Gil Yaakov, everything's treif. But would you say not only the original Isser is nasser? Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that for a minute of time, we're saying that it's the same Isser.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, like, the Isser was present, and it never stopped being present, and it's not a new quality of Isser, but now we have things that were Mutter, but are now a Mutter. So you can catch up and say that it's new.
Aha, uh-huh, except for the rain of time is the one who says not new.
It's, what, but what did Beamer say was new about it? I mean, that's a whole new thing of an Isser. Saying, no, this bread
that
absorbs
Yain Esed
is
Yain Esed. Okay, so hold that thought. Great. So, let me just, you know, preface what Yomi just said. What are we saying here? We're saying the Isser stays Usser, but the Heter host is not Usser. That would be, meaning, the Isser stays Usser because it's not Butel, but the Heter host is an Usser. Or you could say maybe no. Maybe the whole mixture turns Usser. Ah, how can the whole mixture turn Usser? Right, if I put some lard in my vegetable soup, how can the vegetables be Usser? The answer is Mishras. No Isser is called the vegetables. Okay, what Yoni asked 2 minutes ago was that Narabina Tom is not consistent. He is Mr. Hadri Lisurakam. Right? So what's going on here? Agav, I'll just point out, there's a funny sheet of Rav Chaim, not Rav Chaim Halevi, the Achron, or Rav Chaim Cohen, the Baal Tosos, the Rishon, who's quoting the Rush, who says there's some sort of Tzvedinim in Tom Kicker. Says, if you have less than a Kzai Svechta, if you have less process, also Daraisa, but you don't get Malkus. If you have more than a Kzai Svechta, you have less process, you get Malkus for you to Kzai Svechta, the Tarufis. So if it's a thick mixture, then the whole tarobus becomes Isser. The thin mixture, the Isser sticks around, but the whole tarobus doesn't become Isser. Okay, that's a big finish for Chaim Cohen. We're not going to analyze it. Now, the only thing I want to end with is, and this I think is a big challenge, which I think I can meet, but you'll tell me if you agree, is Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam is tricky, because here Rabbeinu Tam is Mr. Ahadri Lasurikama. Sorry, that's not respectful. Rabbi Ahadri Lasurikama. he says the original Isser. It's not any new Isser. It's just the original Isser. But if it's the original Isser, then how can he say, let's take this, then if it's the original Isser, then how can he say that you get Malkus on a Kazayas of the Tarovis? You should only get Malkus if you get a Kazayas of the original Isser. Like, how can you get Malkus for a Kazayas of vegetables? You should only get Malkus for a Kazayas of lard, because the original Isser is only lard. So how do you miyashir for being a Tam? I guess you could say one of two things. One thing you could say is that Rabbeinu Tam, really, he doesn't think it all turned usher with the new Isser. That's not, he really does not belong on the top of the board. Rabbeinu Tam just thinks that Kezias is just a din in the Maisa Achila. You have to eat a Kezias. It's a din in the Maisa Achila. And as long as you eat a Kezias, it doesn't matter if the whole Kezias was usher or not. Just that tonight you have to eat a Kezias to be a Maisa Achila. You don't have to eat a Kezias of Isser. Just do a Maisa Achila of a Kezias. So you can say that he didn't really mean it all turns usher. Maybe he really meant it doesn't all turn usher. Only the original Isser stays usher. But when you eat a Kezias, you don't have to eat a Kezias of Isser. You just have to eat a Kezias to be called Achila. And the problem is that then maybe that would turn to Hetter Mitzar for the Isser, and we don't Paskin Hetter Mitzar for the Isser, right? We know a Paskin Hetter Mitzar for the Isser in Kultur Kulim. Chum don't Paskin at all in Kulim, and we're Yiva only Paskin by Nazir. So we don't necessarily want to go that way unless you have to Michalik, then get subtle. So let's say different shot. This is what I think you could say in Rabbeinu Tam. The question for Rabbeinu Tam is, here we said, like Rav Chaim's Lashon is not Batal. Rabbeinu Tam never said Lashon is not Batal. Within Rabbeinu Tam, within Ahadre Le'isurei, you could say maybe two drachim. One is that it's not batal. That's what we're assuming until now. But maybe Rabbeinu Tam himself says differently. It's not just that it's not batal. It's that, here's an interesting part. What makes lard treif? You thought, because it's lard, the substance of lard, the mamish of lard, could be what makes lard treif? Because it has the taste of lard. What makes arla treif? Because it has a taste of arla. What makes yayin esech treif? It has the taste of yayin esech. You could say, yeah?
The fact that it's treif is
coincidental to its taste.
Lard is going to taste like treif.
Yeah, one second. No. I don't mean that, you know, that if it, right, I don't mean that this tastes good, this tastes bad, and therefore, if the, you know, the food scientists manage to compensate and taste exactly like lard, it should be treif. No. What I mean to say is this, is that the definition of a food is not its substance. The definition of a food is its taste. And therefore, whatever has the taste of this food is that food. It doesn't have a new isser on it. It is part of that food. Whatever, if you have lard, whatever tastes like that lard is part of that lard, is the original isser of that lard. When the Torah says, don't eat pigs, it meant don't eat the taste that comes from a pig. When the Torah said, don't eat orla yoni, it meant don't eat the taste that comes from orla. It doesn't mean don't eat the taste of oranges. We love the taste of oranges. Don't eat the taste that comes from arla. I don't mean the taste of arla, the taste that comes from, right? So maybe what Rabbeinu Tam himself says is that a big chiddush. The original Isser was not the mamish. The original Isser was the tam. He says, no, the original Isser was the tam, not the mamish. So whatever has Ta'am of the Isser is not a new Isser. Is the original Isser. Okay, that is a, that I admit, is a Chiddush. We're saying, we're defining the Isser not by its substance, we're defining the Isser by its taste. When the Torah says, don't eat Nevela, doesn't mean don't eat this piece of Nevela. It means don't eat this piece of Nevela. Therefore, if this taste of nevela is now in vegetable soup, that's the original nevela. That's not a new thing, the original nevela. And that's what sort of, you know, maybe that's, again, if whoever it was destroyed by first wave defending the remaining Tom, that's the sheet of remaining of Tom. That Tom, and that's Madrid, Tom Ke'iker. Doesn't mean there's a new Isser of Tom. It doesn't mean the Iker is still the Iker. Tom Ke'iker, the Tom of Treif, is just like the Iker, the original piece of Treif. The Tom of Treif is what's Usser. The Tom of Treif happened to be carried by the Mamish of Treif. But that's not, what's important is not the carrier. What's important is the Tom. When you first shefted this pig, the Tom of the pig was carried by the meat of the pig. And therefore that was Treif. When you then put in your vegetable soup, the Tom of the pig is carried by the vegetables. So that's what's Treif. But that's the original Isser. Because when Hashem originally Assered Treif, he didn't Asser the Mamish the Treif. He Assered whatever is carrying the Tom of this Treif. And that's part of the original Isser. That, I think, even though it seems to be a big finish, but that's maybe really what Tom Ke'iker sounds like. That's what Tom Ke'iker means. And that's a gluing milsa from, what does the Torah say? Kol mishras anovim lo yochal. What does that mean? That means that when the Torah originally assered grapes, it really meant whatever has the Tom of grapes. That's the original Isser of grapes. And that's the gluing milsa for the whole Torah. Maybe that's the real sheet of remaining Tom. So now we've seen that, you know, we have this very, very nice looking chakira about Tom Ke'iker, which is a very proper chakira. Why is it a proper chakira? Because just methodologically, whenever you see like an isser that, you know, well, you think the original thing is gone, but there's an isser anyway, you have to ask yourself, is it the old isser or a new isser? And you could take one side of the chakira or the other with all the nafkaminas. However, Reb Chaim, the way he learns up the Rambam, it has to be something in between. And with Rabbeinu Tam ends up, I wouldn't say something in between, but he ends up with a twist that I think yields the original Isser. Except in the last Nafkamina, he seems to be off sides. No, it's that he yields not the original Isser is still here in the substance. It's that the original Isser all along was the Tom and not the substance. The substance was just the carrier of the Tom. Big finish, but maybe that's really what Tom Ke'iker means. Questions? And by a mitzvah, then you would be yotzei, because the Torah didn't mean eat the substance of matzah. The Torah meant eat the carrier of the tam of matzah. So that would work out. Now, obviously, there's a lot more details one could go into when it comes to details of the sugyas and questions and answers and working out technically and what hetum and sarf the isser is, etc. There's other details that we'll bring up, Tov Kidei the Limud of the Shulchan Aruch as well. But I think this here, you have the Yesodos of what's really going on in Tom Ke'iker. Again, the first part of the Shir will be more directly leading to the Halacha L'maisa, the Raisa Drabbanan, that'll have obviously Nafkaminas, the whole Sefer Shulchan Aruch, as it's something to Raisa, it's something to Drabbanan, all kinds of cases. The second half of the Shir, you know, we'll very just indirectly, you'll see hints at it in the Halacha L'maisa. Really, none of these things are like kitchen shilas that are going to come up so much. Unless you hold the crazy placement, no, which change a lot, but no one does. But I think it's important to know the yesod of the concepts that we are dealing with. The last thing I just want to discuss is our schedule. I want to have Shir on Sunday, but while half of us are taking the Bechina, I hope that will be practical. I think it'll be practical. That half the guys are taking the Bechina, while half the guys are in Shir Sunday. What do I want to do in Shir Sunday? So it's I owe everyone an apology. The year is going a little slower than I thought it would. Okay, you know who the culprit is, or what the culprit is. But we're a little behind. And, you know, I don't want to have to skip, or I don't want to skip more than I'm going to have to skip, etc. So what I want to do, what I'd like to just learn in Sunday Shir, and I mean, what I'm going to learn in Sunday Shir. If you don't want to come to Sunday Shir, you don't have to. But that's what we're going to learn in Sunday Shir, is Simin Kof Yud Aleph, which is the very end of Hilchos Taruvos. Why? Because Om L'Dor D'Muchach, we're not going to get there. The Simin Kof Yud Aleph, and you don't. As we know, you need everything for everything, but you don't particularly need the other simanim to learn Simin Kof Yud Aleph. You only need very rudimentary concepts, which is true if we start from Sadiqas as well. So on Sunday, as Shir, I want to learn Simen Kafir Aleph. I'd like everyone to prepare Simen Kafir Aleph because we're not going to get there. And it is, you know, very interesting and sometimes relevant, halacha l'maisa. So that's what we'll do. And then on Sunday, everyone will finish the Rukhina or fail at a smicha. And then we'll start from Simen Sadiches. In the beginning of Chastar Ruvos, starting with, you know, Tuesday Shir. Okay, so the Achronu deals that the Prima Godim goes back and forth about this. One second. The Prima Godim discusses this in the Sif Se Das and Sadi Beis Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Sif Se Das, that's Prima Godim on the Shach, Sadi Beis Yud Beis on Kanan Bashari Surin. He discusses whether this machlok is the same as the machlokas of Kanan Bashari Surin. Now, I'll be pashtus, you think it is. If it's all usher, then now it's all usher. And there should be Chanan B'Shari Surin, because it all turned Asur. If it didn't all turn Asur, only the Asur turned Asur, then there should be no Chanan B'Shari Surin. However, the Rav was very unconvinced of this. What the Rav said is basically what I said here, is that Taka, this works out nicely. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam is the one who's going to hold Chanan B'Shari Surin as the Raisa. Again, I don't care if it's the Rabbanah for our purposes. We care if it's a Raisa. That works nicely because the Stam Tosas Daf Kuf was Rabbi Kiba Eger's diok that there was a sheet that Tam gave from B'Shari Surin as the Raisa. And Stam Tosas we can usually attribute to Rabbeinu Tam, blame Rabbeinu Tam for, right? It worked well. But the Rav said no, because the Rav said, he basically said this there. He, you know, I don't know if he came to it in the exact, gave the Shir in the same order. But he said, it's not Rabbeinu Tam's shita that a new Isser is calling everything. It's his shita that whenever I carry the Tam of Isser is Usser. But that's not necessarily Hanan, because it's only as long as it carries the Tam of Isser. Once it stops carrying the Tam of Isser, because it gets diluted, then it stops being Usser. Then it stops. What? Exactly. And that's what the Rav said. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam could also hold that Chanan B'Shari Surin is only drop on it. So that's what he says. If you take this idea of Rabbeinu Tam, which doesn't match Rabbeinu Tam himself, that it's based on a new Chalos Isser, then that would make sense that Chanan B'Shari Surin the Raisa. But if you take what I said, which is what the Rav says in Rabbeinu Tam and the Shir and Yordea, that it's not a new Isser. It's just that the old Isser applies to whatever carries the taste. But only as long as it carries the taste. Once it stops carrying the taste, then it's not a Sudar Rice anymore, and that Chanan B'Shari Surin is only drop on it. So that's how the Rav says that, you know, if you take the naive version of Rabbeinu Tam, which might not be Rabbeinu Tam himself, someone else could theoretically hold, then Tam Ke'ikr, then Chanan would be the Rice B'Shari Surin. But if you take our version of Rabbeinu Tam, then Chanan would not be the Rice B'Shari Surin. That's what the Rav says. Where's the Rav? If you want to look up the Rav, maybe I wrote it down where it was. Yes, Simon Ayin He. You know, the brown book, this year and Yeridea. The Rav discussed this in Ayin He. You could look at, you could look it up. He also says even more Chidushim, where he says a big Chidush, which is a Rav special. He says that even if you don't hold any of these things, you could hold that Chanan B'Shari Surin is the Raisa. Why? Because maybe Chanan is not because of all Usher. It's just a din in measuring the Tarovis. That you always measure Tarovis by the two things that get mixed, regardless of what's the actual Isser and what isn't. So, he throws a few curveballs. You can look it up, Simeon. I think all this in Simeon Ayin Hey, if I recall correctly, he's not come to me, and I'll find it for you. Okay, but you're right, because according to the web, we ended up with the Rabbeinu Tam that would not necessarily imply that Chanan B'Shari Surin is